Whatever Shannara might have told Paris, she wasn't ready to see Levi Anthony. She was reminded of this fact as she mentally unpacked her suitcase for the third time, making sure there was something in there to entice him. She smiled when she remembered the two barely-there bikinis she'd been saving for her next island vacation that she slipped in at the last minute. Seeing Levi in the flesh for the first time in 10 years seemed like the perfect occasion to break out her sexiest swimwear in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter. Never mind the fact that she didn't want him to speak to her, and she planned to avoid him as much as possible for the next week. He still needed to see exactly what he missed out on, what he would never have again. Lie. She never wanted to say that Levi would never get another chance to touch her, but she couldn't be so sure. Her current drought and her dry-ass phone line could run her right into his arms, into his bed. While they waited in the Metro Market parking lot, Shannara checked her phone to remind herself of just how dry her line was. The only man hitting her line with some regularity was her father, asking if she got an oil change before getting on the road. She'd laugh out loud if the situation wasn't so sad. There were a few Merry Christmas texts from exes she wished she never gave the time of day. Before leaving, she considered texting her ex, Jason, to see if he could slide through and scratch the itch, but she cast the thought to the side almost as soon as she had it. Whatever orgasms he might give her weren't worth the headache of dealing with his lazy, leeching ass. She could make it 1 week without letting Levi Anthony into her bed, couldn't she? On the highway, Shannara tried thinking about everything except Levi and what she would or wouldn't do. He made it clear a long time ago that he didn't want anything from her. Not her friendship, and definitely not her love. It was time for her to move on from that. Even though the task had proved difficult over the last 10 years, he was the only man she had seen a future with. Many men had come and gone after him, and not one of them even came close to connecting to her in the same way. Her mind was open to the idea of another man, even if her heart wasn't. She wanted the same type of happiness Paris had, but her heart wasn't in the place to receive that from any man. As bad as she yearned for Levi, she didn't want it from him either. She would have to get rid of those thoughts if she was going to get her happily ever after. She promised herself this was the last year old feelings would get in the way of new beginnings.